WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are
sick. And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. And I'm just sitting here thinking, you ever seen the show Letterkenning?
Yes.
And you know how the cold open of the show, you and your buddies the other day were doing something at the bar the other day. That's just like, we were planning the show the other day, and here we are now. Because... Dwayne, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ford, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com. And twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live. Thanks to Lindsay for 56 months as we started the stream. We had the show planned the other day, and how?
God so, damn it.
I think you could see what I wrote in the sheet.
Just, yes.
Just. So there's a lot of stuff that has like full detail, and like here's a little headline of what we're going to talk about. Lindsay, just read the latest thing in the sheet.
All caps. Dwayne. Legit. Dwayne.
So Dwayne Johnson the other day took to Instagram and said this. Hold on, chat. I don't know why you guys don't get that there. Hold. We'll go here. You should be able to hear it on this one.
Is that one day? Like, one day I'll do that thing that I've always wanted to do. I'll do it one day. We do that. I'm guilty of that shit all the time. I'll do it one day. Or you make the commitment now and you say, this is day one. This is day one that I'm going to do that thing. And the reason why it's appropriate, like I woke up this morning, not only giving thanks to this beautiful day, but also there's been a thing or two in my life that it's been in the one day camp. It's kind of just been hanging out in the one day. Oh, I'll do that thing one day. I woke up this morning and I said, fuck that. Today is day one. I am on a mission to get this particular thing done, and I'm going to get it done. I do believe that when we put that kind of action out there, when you put that kind of energy out there in the world, that the universe works on our behalf. It meets us halfway. God, the universe, whatever you believe in, a higher power, maybe you don't. But I do believe action begets action. So think about that for a second. Is today that day where you go, or you continue to go, one day I'll do that thing? Or is today that day where you go, today's the day. Today's day one.
So, read you the next thing, and then we're commenting. The final boss returns to SmackDown tomorrow. WWE, part of TK Group Holdings, today announced that Dwayne The Rock Johnson will appear at SmackDown Live from the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the USA Network. Strap in, said WWE Chief Content Officer Paul Triple H Levesque. When the final boss shows up at this time of year, the audience knows absolutely anything is possible. Everything could change in an instant. So, Dwayne Johnson decided the other day.
I was going to say, everybody thoughts.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson decided the other day that he's going to come to SmackDown Live this Friday from New Orleans to announce that WrestleMania 42 is coming to New Orleans.
Again. Okay, I'm going to rant on this. I'm going to goddamn rant on this. Can they come here? We have a stadium. We have a very nice stadium, thank you. Can they come here?
Pay money.
Like, what the hell do we have to do to get them to come here? We're getting the fucking Super Bowl.
So the New Orleans. So do the math. I think you get SummerSlam first and then a Mania.
Maybe. I mean, we have a really nice stadium here.
I think you get SummerSlam in 2 years. That's my guess.
Probably. I don't know. Like, everything else is coming here. They might as well come back. Like, that whole area down there, it's really nice now. We could come have, not that it was bad before, but there's like a whole like area down there now that they can do activities and festivities and whatnot. Like, WWE, our traffic is shit, but it's fine. Just, you know, we do have nice facilities now that mm-hmm. they've invested in them. But anyway, yeah. So, I guess potentially New Orleans is going to get WrestleMania.
That's been the speculation for some time. So that would be makes the most sense. But then Dwayne Johnson took to Instagram the other day and said the day one stuff and made you go, is he wrestling in WrestleMania? Finally going to realizing his body can no longer, you know, put off the day one that he wants to do with that tribal chief?
I mean, it's kind of sort of like a now or somewhat never, because like they're both getting older. Not to go there, but to go there, like they're both getting older. We don't know how much longer Roman's going to be around for, because mm-hmm. he's kind of done everything, seen everything. He's now at that status where he's now an attraction as opposed to having to do the grind. So, and they're going to try and get as much out of him as they can before he transitions into other projects, which he's likely starting to look to do. So you're going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. now that Roman's back, now that he's completely healthy, now that he's kind of like back on top again, do the thing. Just do the thing. Well, I mean, LeMans makes a point. There's also the feud with Cody. That could happen too. Could The Rock be coming back to fight Cody?
Then it makes the chamber pointless, so...
I like, who was it, you or Brent, that said that Rock's going to enter himself in the chamber and win and go on to fight Cody?
I mean, he could. He could. I don't think he's in shape to go do that, but anything is possible.
No. Okay. Just go with me on this. Just go with me, y'all. Go on this journey with me. He's the final boss. He's on the fucking board. He's above everybody. Like, who the fuck can stop him? Nobody, right? Like, nobody outside of maybe Ari Emanuel if he came out, which will never happen. But, like, nobody can stop Dwayne. He can literally do whatever the fuck he wants. So he enters himself in the chamber, and then he's like, nah, I'm coming out last, right? And I'm going to come out when I say I'm going to come out. So he lets everybody else. No, not even Taker. Taker can't stop him. Taker doesn't have that kind of power anymore. So like everybody else beats each other up. And then finally Dwayne comes out and he wins the chamber and he's going to WrestleMania.
It's like the Edge cash in, but without having to cash in.
Exactly. Or Dwayne could just look at whoever wins the chamber and he's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm in this match, not you.
Or he calls his shot for day two, and everyone, he could call his shot for day one of WrestleMania.
Hold up your hand, finger.
And just go, yeah, the winner of the chamber can have, we'll fight night two, but I got night one.
You good?
Okay. Yeah, I got Cody night one. Yeet. I expect it's just the WrestleMania 42 announcement, and if it's something else, then I'll be really surprised. But that's what I'm calling. I'm calling it's WrestleMania, New Orleans, a year from now. Boom.
And I mean, he could call his shot, and he could say WrestleMania 42 is where it all ends, and he could pull a Cena, right? And he could say, I'm done at 42. I'm officially retiring at 42. And
he could. He could, but I don't think he would take away from Cena on like a retirement announcement. Anyway, that doesn't do good for their business. They need to focus on Cena this year. To go to your point, the man's, I didn't say Jay was night two Mania main event. I said Dwayne gets night one. Whoever wins chamber, Cena gets the title shot night two. That's what I meant. Jay's not main eventing. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, in that instance, it went main event.
Yeah.
But no, just to go with the theory of The Rock kind of calls a shot and says he's going to retire, just to finish that thought out. He looks at Roman or he looks at Cody and he says, you have a year, go. He could do that too.
He could. He really could. But I think we're a little too far out for retirement Dwayne talk. Because.
Or he could just look at Cody and be like, you have a year, no retirement involved. And be like, you have a year, motherfucker.
He could. We'll see.
I want to see you at WrestleMania 42.
With Dwayne, anything is possible.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow, guys. Like, I guess we will, but in the meantime, the internet is going to be all a flutter because, god damn.
Twitter's twittering, so.
Honestly, I kind of agree with Bubba Racing. Okay, here's my thing with that, LeMans. I hate when they do that. That is, like, one of my pet peeves in wrestling in general is when somebody's retiring, they let them go out with the title. Because to me, and I said this with Brian, it's a pity title, right? That's really what it is it's a pity title. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing. And I hate that. I hate because then it's like, oh, well, we're going to give you the title to retire. Yay, great, awesome. It's a beautiful moment. The final shot of that person standing there holding the title. Yay, everybody's happy. And then they have to vacate the next night or the next week or whenever the fuck we see them again. And now it's, we have to decide who gets the title next. I don't care if it takes them a year to win it. It is what it is. Like, unless they put together the most kick-ass story around that of making John Cena the underdog, which is frankly really difficult to do because he's fucking John Cena. I just hate that idea. Like, I hate the idea of the pity title. I would rather see him break Flair's record and on his last match, he gives that title to somebody else and gives them the rub. That's what I would honestly rather see.
No.
Deserves it. Somebody who's on their way up and you have John Cena give him the rub on his way out.
I'll make the story work really simple. Cena does. Cena comes up short at Royal Rumble, Chamber, Mania, Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, you name it. And he has to beg and or scratch and claw, whatever, to get the final opportunity. So he's given his last opportunity, Raw on Netflix, big show, Cena's final farewell, you call it, whatever. And John Cena's fighting Cody. We'll call, say, Cody's champ still, or wins it back, whatever. And Cody's the guy he's fighting. Cena finally beats Cody, wins number 17. You set off all the pyro. Boom, everything goes crazy. Insert Money in the Bank winner here costs John Cena the celebration, takes the championship away from John Cena on his final night.
No.
That's how you fix it. That's how you put someone over.
That's how you put someone over, but no, I still really hate that idea.
It would be It would be the Cena thing to do. He would put someone over like that on the way out.
It would totally be the Cena thing to do, and I'm not necessarily totally against that. It's just it is not my favorite. It's predictable, and I don't like it. That's my issue with it. And I agree. Any instance of him winning the title is a pity title because it's purely to break the record. I completely agree with that point, LeMans, because it's true. But to me, it's like, you know what? I would rather him win that title at, say, like a SummerSlam or, say, like a Money in the Bank. Because, again, I floated this idea before that John Cena makes it right. He wins Money in the Bank. He calls his shot. He wins the title. And that wrong is righted because he's the only one, or he was the first one to lose Money in the Bank in terms of the guaranteed shot. So he fixes that wrong in his record. And then he goes on and he loses the title. Honorably, cleanly, or not so cleanly, depending on how you want to look at it, to somebody else, and he puts them over on his way out. That to me is better than him winning it on his last night and then he has to vacate.
Yeah, I don't want I don't want him winning on the last night, but that I fixed it to fix it to make it make sense is Money in the Bank.
Yeah, to fix it to make sense is absolutely Money in the Bank. I agree with that statement. I just hate that idea so much.
Anyway, moving on. We'll see what Dwayne says tomorrow night on SmackDown.
Can we count that as our discussion?
No, we got other things to talk about.
Okay. Speaking of WrestleMania, the big news was that Michelle McCool is officially headed into the WWE Hall of Fame. So congratulations to her.
They surprised her on Get Up. I was like, huh? It was the one day I did not watch Get Up. The one day. Did not watch it because I was watching parade stuff, and Taker and Michelle are on there promoting LFG, and you know, once you know it, Hunter appears, and you know, hey, you're going into the hall, and you see Taker's face and go, shit, he got us, he pulled one on us. Like, yep,
payback's sure a did. Bitch
sure did, sure as shit did. So good for her, she deserves it
indeed. Up next, this was met with some controversy. Road Dogg has been named the lead co-writer for SmackDown. Some people were okay with this. Some people were not okay with this. Road Dogg has been a lead writer, I believe, for NXT in the past.
He was the SmackDown lead writer for a few years, from 2016 to about 2018, 2019, something like that. He had a good run.
And he did, although
By the end, someone basically got into all the ideas and kind of changed them, and they never made any sense, and he had enough, and he left, or got fired, whatever you want to call it. And now,
didn't he have a health issue?
Yeah, it led to health issues, and that's what, all the things. He is still like the guy who does live events, and as he mentioned, but they're scaling them down so much that, well, he has time for other responsibilities. So here we are.
Here we are. So I would just encourage everybody to give him a chance, to give SmackDown a chance as he takes over.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's really good. He's really creative. He's done a lot of good things, so it'll be fine. I think more people saw the Vince ideas and went, huh.
And that's why I'm saying, like, a lot of people were like, because I saw a lot of like really negative reactions to him, and it's like, just let him cook. Give him a chance.
AJ came out and defended him. So if AJ is sticking up for him,
yeah,
let's roll with it.
In WWE 2K25 news, we have the full roster, which has been revealed.
So let's talk about it. I'll give you, there's four categories. You can pick the first one we do. Legend, SmackDown, okay. Raw, or NXT.
Let's do NXT.
For NXT, we've got Andre Chase, Ashante the Adantas, Axiom, Brooks Jensen, Channing Lorenzo, Charlie Dempsey making his debut in the game. Core Jade, Duke Hudson, I think, making his debut. Eddie Thorpe meant for sure making his debut. Ethan Page. I wasn't sure if he was part of Chase U last year in the game. Ethan Page.
Still, he made the game. He's gone, but he made the game.
He did, but we'll talk about that. Ethan Page, first time. Fallon Henley, G. Dolan, Jason Jane, Jada Parker, first time. Ja'Kira Jackson, first time. Javon Evans, first time. Joe Coffey, Josh Briggs, Kalani Jordan, first time. Kiana James, they have her listed for NXT. Interesting. Lash Legend, Lexus King's debut. Lola Vice, first time in. Nathan Frazier, Nikki Alliance, Noam Dar, Oba Femi, Ora Mensah, Ridge Holland, Roxanne Perez, Sean Spears returning to the video game series Shotzi, Sol Ruka, Tatum Paxley, Thea Hale, Tony D'Angelo, Trick Williams, Tyler Breeze, Wendy Chu, and Wesley. I like how Tyler Breeze is listed for NXT on their page, because he is a writer for NXT.
A solid group. A very solid group. Let's do Legends next.
We'll do Legends, okay. Afa, Alondra Blaze, Andre Giant, Batista, Superstar Billy Graham, The Boogeyman, Booker T, Bray Wyatt, Bret Hart, British Bulldog, Bruno Sammartino, Bubba Ray Dudley, Cactus Jack, China, it's a brand new model for her too, which is cool, D-Von, DDP, Diesel, Doink the Crown, Dude Love, Dusty Rhodes, Eddie Guerrero, Eric Bischoff, E. Torres, Farouk, Georgiana Mosteel, Harley Race, couple new additions, Head Shrinker Fatu, Head Shrinker Samu, Honky Tonk Man, Hulk Hogan, Haku, it's new, Islander Tama, Jake the Snake Roberts, which is the weird one, he works for AEW, but gets the... Anyway, Jamal of 3 Minute Warning, JBL, The Anvil, Jim Neidhart, Kane, Ken Shamrock, who for the first time is in games in back-to-back years for the first time in a long time, Kevin Nash, Kurt Angle, Lex Luger, Lita, Maurice, Mankind, Michelle McCool, Miley Holly, Maj, Mr. Perfect, The High Chief, Peter Maivia, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Razor Ramon, Rey Mysterio, Ravishing Rick Rude, Rick Steiner, Ricky Steamboat, Rikishi, Rob Van Dam, Roddy Piper, Rosie, Scott Hall, Scott Steiner, Sensational Sherry, Shawn Michaels, Sika, Steve Austin, Stacy Keebler, Six, Tamina, the legend, Terry Funk, The Great Muda, that's a new one, The Hurricane, Iron Sheik, The Rock, The Sandman, Thrasher, Triple H, Trish Stratus, Ultimate Warrior, Undertaker, Umaga, or as William Regal, who's in the game, would say, Umanga, Vader, X-Pac, and Yokozuna.
Okay, what about SmackDown?
AJ Styles, Andrade's back, Angel Dawkins, Apollo Crews, B-Fab, Berto, Bianca, Braun Strowman, Candice LeRae, Carmella, Carmelo Hayes, Charlotte Flair, Chelsea Green, Cody Rhodes, Damian Priest, Electra Lopez, Elton Prince, Giovanni Vinci, Jade Cargill, Jimmy Uso, Johnny Gargano, Carl Anderson, Kevin Owens, Kit Wilson, LA Knight, Luke Gallows, Meechin, Montez Ford, Naomi, Nia Jax, Piper Niven, Randy Orton, Santos Escobar, Shinsuke Nakamura, Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, The Miz, Tiffany Strand, Tommaso Ciampa, and Wade Barrett.
And last, do you want to take another shot at Chelsea Green's name just to appease people?
No, I don't have to appease him. Nope. Akira Tozawa.
Sure?
Yes, Akira Tozawa, Alba Fire, Asuka, Austin Theory, Bayley, Becky Lynch, Big E, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Brutus Creed, Carlito, Chad Gable, CM Punk, Cruz del Toro, Dakota Kai, Dominic Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Drew McIntyre, Eric, Finn Balor, Grayson Waller, Gunther, Ilya Dragunov, Ivar, Ivy Nile, Io Sky, Jacob Fatu, JD McDonough, Jey Uso, Yeet, Joaquin Wilde, Julius Creed, Kairi Sane, Karrion Kross, Katana Chance, Kaden Carter, Kofi Kingston, Liv Morgan, Logan Paul, Ludwig Kaiser, Lyra Valkyria, Maxine Dupree, Natalya Omos, Otis, Pat McAfee, Peter Dorn is back as Peter Dune, R-Truth, Raquel Woo! Rodriguez, Rhea Ripley, Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, Scarlett, Seth freaking Rollins, Shayna Baszler, Sheamus, Sonya Deville, Tyler Bate, Valhalla, Xavier Woods, Zelina Vega, and Zoe Stark. They took his picture off of here, but he's listed all the way down below.
Hmm.
Baron Corbin. Also, Akam and... Akam and Rezar are also on there as well. So is Alexa Bliss.
Well, I mean,
if I didn't mention her. The Fiend is in
there. Interesting, Alexa's in there.
Well, she's on here. The Fiend's in the game as well.
Yay.
Stardust. Scott Hall. I said Razor. There's Hollywood Hulk Hogan. There's Rocky Maivia. There's Hunter Hearst Helmsley. There's Umaga and also Jamal. There's Kevin Nash and Diesel. So, yeah. Also, Nikki Cross. Dexter Lumis. Joe Gacy all have normal versions of themselves, and because of the pre-order, they also have the Wyatt 6 versions of themselves in the game too.
And the entrance looks good. They put that out on Twitter.
Also, Cedric Alexander's in the game too. So a lot of people who got fired get royalties. Non-playable people include Adam Pearce, Afa, Armando Alejandro Estrada, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Brother Love back in the video game, Captain Lou Albano in the video game, Kathy Kelly, Jimmy Hart, Mick Foley, Miss Elizabeth, Mr. Fuji, Nick Aldis, Paul Bearer, Paul Ellering, Paul Heyman, Stephanie McMahon, and Theodore L. Long.
Ayo, let's go.
And the other thing, because it's tied into all this, is the showcase mode. Narrated by the wise man Paul Heyman, the trailer included Drew's the first ever interactive documentary of the Bloodline and their extended family. 2K showcased the Bloodline's dynasty, allows players to experience some of the biggest moments in the careers of the most iconic wrestling dynasties made up WWE superstars and legends, including Roman Reigns, The Rock, Yokozuna, High Chief, Peter Maivia, the Wild Samoans, and more. Players are invited to relive history through iconic moments, including Hulk Hogan versus Yokozuna or King of the Ring 93, and Rocky Maivia versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley at Raw 1997, so we get an older Raw set. Heyman continues by introducing a twist. Players will have a chance to change history and bring glory to the Bloodline, avenging key losses such as Rikishi versus Steve Austin at No Mercy 2000. You know, when he did it for The Rock, he did it for the people. And the faithful Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins title match at Royal Rumble 2022. We also have a chance to create history. So you can relive history with Yokozuna versus Hulk Hogan, King of the Ring 93. Rocky Maivia versus Hunter, February 13th, 1997, the same day Shawn lost his smile. Nia Jax versus Lyra Valkyrie, Queen of the Ring, 24. The Usos versus New Day inside the Hell in a Cell. Solo Sikoa versus Carmelo Hayes at NXT on September 13th, 2022. Change history. Head Shriekers versus the Steiners at WrestleMania 9. Rikishi versus Steve Austin, New Mercy 2000. Umaga versus John Cena, New Year's Revolution 2007. Tamina versus Natalya versus Carmella versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch, Money in the Bank 17. So I guess you want to have Tamina win Money in the Bank. Naomi versus Bayley at Super Showdown 2020. Roman versus Seth Royal Rumble. And you can create history with Peter Maivia versus George Animal Steel. The Wild Samoans versus the Dudleys. The OG Bloodline versus New Bloodline in War Games. The Islanders, Haku and Tama, versus the Street Profits and more. All available starting November 7th if you pre-order the Bloodline or Dead Man editions. Worldwide, February 14th. Or March 14th. Ding.
It's like February 14th. It's already passed.
Yeah, March 14th.
It sounds exciting. It sounds awesome.
It does. I can't wait.
And maybe, just maybe, Rock, if you're really nice to Rock, maybe he'll stream it, guys. So be nice to Rock.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him very, very nicely and send him cookies, maybe he'll do it.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. So, Axe and Smash of Demolition have signed Legends deals with the company. Congratulations to them. Brent!
That's a long time coming for them.
I didn't say you had to bake the cookies. I just said you had to send them.
But yeah, it's been a long time
coming for them.
Yeah, they've been trying to get their way back, and that some people lead that's going to lead to a Hall of Fame. We'll see.
I mean, that would be cool. That would be deserved.
Yes.
And joining them on the Legends deal is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. So congratulations to him. He's back with the company under a Legends deal.
Yep. It kind of makes sense after his appearances at the Saturday Night's Main Event a few weeks ago.
Licensing. Get that bag. Secure that bag. Moving on to AEW. AEW announced that they will be returning to Australia in 2026 after on the heels of their successful event this past weekend.
Yeah, very successful event. Second highest, third highest gate they've ever done. Or international gate they've ever done. When there's like a list of four or five and it being the third, it's good.
Rock, let them have this, okay?
A lot of people are mad at them because they got charged extra pricing because they paid stadium pricing for an arena show.
I mean, that's fair. They can be upset about that.
That adds to why it's a high gate.
And then let's not talk about the merch prices.
Everyone's concerned about the ring. It took 3 days for people to get over the size of a ring. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, AEW Double or Nothing is headed to Glendale, Arizona on May 25th from the Desert Diamond Arena. And if we can try, let's see if we can't convince Brent to be our guy on the ground and, you know, go out there and be the live correspondent for the show. Come on, Brent. Come on. Huh? Huh? Do it. Go. Come on. It'll be fun. How far is Glendale from you? Like, really, how far is it for you?
I just like that they went from one desert to the other.
I'm not driving to College Park at night, okay?
But yeah, so they went from Las Vegas desert to Arizona desert, which means there'll probably be live events for Dynamite the week before or week after in Las Vegas, because that's usually how they followed it up, where they would go to Arizona after Vegas.
Ding!
Moving on.
You don't want to go to goddamn Phoenix for Memorial Day? Really? But they might have fireworks and food. There could be free food somewhere. You could just, like, crash somebody's, like, barbecue. Is there anybody in Phoenix that will let Brent crash their barbecue? Hit us up. Moving on to TNA. TNA Wrestling announced that the next TNA Plus streaming event will be called Unbreakable and will take place on Thursday, April 17th. The show will be held from the Cox Pavilion in Las Vegas, located on the campus of the University of Nevada. It's expected that this event will start immediately following the conclusion of that week's Impact.
Wow, TNA doing a TNA Plus streaming show? From, you know, Las Vegas the week of WrestleMania?
I'm shocked.
Speaking of which, TNA will be back for TNA Sacrifice on March 14th, which will feature WWE NXT versus TNA matchups, including Cora Jade challenging for the TNA Knockouts Championship.
Ding. And no, maybe somebody else might show up because, you know, TNA is walking with someone. They're walking with Elijah. Elijah, aka formerly Elias, is signing with TNA Wrestling.
So he signed
with TNA. He's going to be part of the something, the group.
What group?
The Bray Wyatt looking group.
No. That was an AEW thing, ROH thing, isn't it? TNA, Elijah walked with TNA tonight. He signed with them. He appeared on Impact Wrestling tonight on TNA Impact. He wrestled with the Colognes made their TNA debut, interrupting the TNA World Champion Joe Hendry. And then Elias interrupted them, and it was Joe Hendry and Elias who performed together. Also then had a match teaming up to take on the Colognes to end Impact tonight.
Let's go.
He's finally found a home. So before we go to break, we might as well do this.
Yep. Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
All right, Buddy Matthews is out with an ankle injury.
# blame Brent.
He got hurt at Grand Slam, so we'll have to see what happens with him.
Feel better, buddy. Feel better. And with that, I say we take our break for the evening.
Yeah, go pee, everybody. We'll be back.
Go pee, go get a snack, go get water, go do what you need to do. Because when we come back, we're going to be talking WWE NXT Judgment Day, Vengeance Day. There we go. I've gotten it right every time except now. So we're going to be talking all about the show. So you'll send the rack right here on MossRockRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Kill him with a word, kill him with a smile.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio. giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, after a very long news segment, we are back to talk all about NXT Judgment Day, which was this past Saturday from DC.
It was a good show.
This made me so happy to see them. And I know they've done it before, right? Like, I know they've been out of the PC before.
They've been doing a lot more lately, yeah.
But it did my heart really good to see them back in arenas, full arenas, and just to see that atmosphere and like hear the crowd and just see the reactions again. Like it's like, oh, it's like NXT of old. It's back. Y'all, it's back. And I'm so happy.
Overall, a really good show up and down the card. Nothing was amazing, but everything needed to deliver the way it did.
It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. It was something you could just pick up and watch. They told you the stories behind everything. And they got all their top talents who needed to be on the show. And then they also created some controversy along the way, too.
They did. So let's jump into it. With the Fatal 4-Way for the North American Championship, we have Fallon Henley defending against JC Jane,
no.
Jasmine Nix.
No. Wasn't a fatal
four. Excuse me.
So one
on one. The fatal 4-way was later. I'm sorry. It was one on one. Fallon Henley defending against Stephanie Vaquer.
Yes. JC and Jasmine were there.
And they were there. Yes. I'm so sorry. It's more, I was just thinking with respect, Stephanie could step on me. Anyway, I enjoy this. I thought this was a good match.
Stephanie is going to be something special. She can work with just about anyone. The crowd is really digging her style. They fall and they build up to the the move where she squeezes her thighs on her opponent's head and just slams him into the mat.
I would like to volunteer for that. Can I volunteer for that? Can I be part of that, please?
There's probably a list. But I like how they teased it and then they built back up to it. I thought that was good. I thought Fallon Henley, who's been improving, she looked really strong, even in defeat. JC Jane is ready for the main roster. But they put the belt on Stephanie, which was the right move.
The first ever South American WWE champion, at least NXT champion. And which is really cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very cool moment for her. I think they did everything right with it. It was the right winner because they're pushing her to the top of the divisions. She's about to have some really good matches with a lot of really good people.
Yes, South American, North American champion.
Yes, do the math, Brian. Yeah, figure it. It's all one. Just ask the president.
We're not going to go there. I think with Stephanie, they're pushing her to the top a lot faster because with her, it's more about fine-tuning. And it's really just making sure that she's good to go in the environment and in the product, which it really seems like she does. Like, she's very at ease with what she's doing. There's no, like, there was no really, like, awkward spots in the match, which was good. My only complaint with it was that, like, JC and Jasmine seem to fit better with Stephanie's vibe than they do Fallon, just for everything that's going on.
Yeah, they were a little too dark, and her, she was a little bit more brighter, but yeah.
It was like, wait, what's going on here? Stephanie, I agree, Stephanie is going to be something very special in that company. And when they take her up to the main roster, I fully expect them to strap the rocket to her, and she's just gonna go.
Yeah, she'll be able to work with all the top talents in WWE. Give her some more time to get settled in America and a few more months, and then she'll be fine.
Yep. So up next, great stuff. Up next, Nathan Frazier, an Axiom, took on Josh Briggs and, I'm going to say this wrong, Yoshiki Inamura?
I think it's close enough.
I'm sorry, I said your name wrong. I tried. Oh.
I thought this was okay. Josh Briggs, you can tell, has improved from his days with the tag team with Brooks Jensen, and the time in Japan has helped him, but he's still finding his way, but you can see he's improved. The story they were trying to tell was okay, but it was very clear and evident that Fraxium is just on a whole nother level in the tag team division.
Yeah, I felt really bad watching this because Fraxium came out and then Briggs and his partner came out. And it was like, oh, I know who's winning this match. Like when they said Briggs and Yoshiki have to be, you know, can't just be two guys coming together. I'm like, oh, I know who's winning. I know exactly who's winning. Like, there's no question on this.
Yeah, it was very, very evident that it was going to be a successful title defense for them. It was very evident, but it was well done. What happened afterwards was more the bigger story.
Mm-hmm.
Before random dudes from that they've been teasing, they were teasing for a couple weeks, decided to show up and be like, hey, guys, we're here to attack. And sure as shit, they did.
Yeah, they did. Hunter's going for it again. He's going for that group again.
They're going to get this retribution thing over.
He's going to get it through. He tried it with Sanity, and then they tried to do it with Retribution. God damn it, he's going to get this to happen. He's going to make this a thing. It's like Fetch. He's going to make Fetch happen. So help him.
Sean's going to try to make this work. I don't know. We'll talk more about them in a bit. They said we've seen these people before and they've been on TV, like a couple have been on TV and whatever. It's just I don't know. I need to see more of it. TV ended with them leaving Robert Stone laying and saying saying no one is safe. But that's sending a message to Avi because that's one of her assistants. So it's like, they're sending a message there. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. They got to tell me why before I'm all in on this one. Because we've seen this before.
Yeah, this is going to have to come with a really solid, like, and I mean solid reason. If it's like a bullshit thing, it's going to be like, yeah, no, this is done.
But if it's four four guys looking to make an impact, cool. New Shield, cool. We'll roll with it.
We'll roll with it. Like, here's my thing. If it's what Retribution was really supposed to be, which at its core, before it got weird, it was about people who have been wronged and they were looking for their shot. If that's what this is, I'm okay with that. But
they're developmental guys, so they haven't really had the wrong yet. So
I don't know. I think just to like talk about it a little bit, one sort of maybe screwed up and had their mask down, and I maybe recognized one.
One was Dion Lennox. That's the one they announced. Who was the other one you saw?
For a second, I thought I saw Reggie.
No, he's not. That was not him. No.
Okay. He's dark, y'all.
No, he's no longer with the company. No.
Well, I know that, but he could come back.
Yeah, no, he's not involved in that. That was not him. They were all developmental people.
Okay. But I mean, it's, again, it's, let's see. We're going to give it a chance. We're going to see where this goes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I saw them and it's like, goddamn, Hunter's just really trying to make this happen. He just really wants that group.
We'll see what happens.
We will. Up next, in what I thought was actually a really enjoyable match, we had Eddie Thorpe taking on Trick Williams in a strap match. And these two tried to beat the shit out of each other. They went everywhere. Like, they were in the ring. They were outside the ring. I think at one point they were in the crowd. They were just like, they beat each other up before the strap went on. They beat each other up while the strap was on. Like, they had themselves a good old time in this match.
They didn't do the corner strap match. They did the physical strap match. Where you're just tied and you whoop each other with the strap till there's a winner.
Which I respect.
Trick kind of not pulling the trigger at the very end and then hitting his move, and then Eddie getting out to the outside and then him hesitating for a second, costing him the match was interesting. Eddie Thorpe, I didn't think Trick was going to lose that one. Eddie Thorpe getting the win was a surprise, but they've been kind of high on him lately.
It was a nice surprise.
We'll talk about him in a minute. Let's get to let's finish to the next match, and then I'll have some comments.
Okay, up next we have Ethan Page taking on Javon Evans in a just regular old plain old singles match. Nothing going on there. This was good. I liked this. This was fun.
So the backstory is Ethan Page kind of broke his jaw. Javon Evans' jaw, and he's been fighting to get cleared. So he did the waiver and he could get re-injured in this match, and that's why he was wearing the mouth guard. And that's how, when it played out at the end, the mouth guard falling out of his mouth and then him hitting the twist of fate or whatever his finish is called, for the win, Ethan Page. It told the story well. I think... So this is why I wanted to wait a second. So there's a lot of talk about Trick Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being a main roster guy and being over. And everyone chants, whoop that trick with his music and then kind of his matches. But when you look at Trick Williams and you go, is he going to be a top star or is he not going to be a top star? And I've been in the camp of he's not going to be, because what works for him in NXT will not always work on the main roster, because he has to be positioned as a guy who needs success. If he becomes a guy who comes up short like he did at Vengeance Day, and he's been losing a lot more lately, at what point does the fan interest die down? I look at Javon Evans and I go, he has a better chance to be a high mid-card to main event level talent in NXT and on the main roster, because his style fits better. He stands out more. And I'm comparing the two, but it's like there's a lot more Javon Evans can do in the ring that will always get the crowd interested. I'm not sure a guy like Trick, who's done everything he can in NXT, can recreate that on the main roster. And that worries me for him, because he deserves a good shot on the main roster. I just look at him and go, you're missing something. And I think Javon Evans has that extra charisma that Trick is missing. So if you're pulling someone up in the next six months to a year, would I choose Javon Evans or would I choose Trick? I would choose Javon Evans, because there's more potential there than there is with Trick.
That's fair. That's completely fair.
Also, Ethan Page is really good. This is a really good match.
Yeah. The shot of the mouth guard on the mat was nice.
Ethan tells a really good story in the ring.
He was a fantastic pickup for them.
He was. Speaking of their pickups, just because they teased it before this match, and there was interaction on TV this week between them, Ricky Saints is the name.
I like the name. I really actually like the name.
It pays tribute to New Orleans. It works. It's still the RS. It's still everything he was. And he doesn't have to give up control of stuff. And Ricky Saints, not bad.
And honestly, in terms of like marketing and merch, they can do a lot with that.
Right. He still has the RS like he had before. They can still chant Ricky, Ricky, Ricky. And you're not losing anything.
It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
But also, for whatever reason, it just fits him. Like, Saints just fits him. Like, it's nice. It's like, good for you guys. You actually did a good name. I'm proud of you.
And he probably had input in all the things. And everyone says,
oh, God,
well,
I hope he did.
Well, everyone else gets to keep their name. Well, some people can, and maybe he didn't want to. Or maybe they couldn't come to the middle ground of keeping it. So you go with something else. What's next?
Up next, we have Obafemi defending the NXT Championship in a triple threat match. And this was weird to me, in part because I didn't really know what was going on, against Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
They both want title. They're both like, they want to be big in NXT, big for the title. They want to have success. And they've come back to NXT to have it a little bit. And they've been slowly taking shots of each other and, you know, trying to stay buddy-buddy. It looks like they're breaking up. It feels like we're seeing the natural. We're going to see the split of Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Because Waller pulled out the ref when Theory had him down for the count.
He did.
So we could be looking at the split up between the two. I thought this was good. I thought all three men work hard. Oba's going to be a star. Everyone digs. He has the right look. He has the right mannerisms. He'll be really good in the main roster whenever they decide to call him up in a few months. And again, he needs to be one where they have a direction for him and just sort of let him go, because I think he'll be too good for them. He also got laid out by the new men as well.
He did.
He called them out on TV. He called them out on TV. They didn't show, but Moose showed up on television to confront him. And then he showed up on Impact tonight to confront Moose and his group. He backed up the Hardys, who the Hardys are going to be appearing on NXT TV next week. So that's interesting, as they accepted an open challenge. So we're seeing a lot of cross promotion there. But yeah, so they win it. So it's clear that the new group is going after the champions, the men's champions, at least Oba and the tag champs. We'll see if they go after the North American champion at some point. I enjoyed the match. But we'll see where they go with Theory and Waller and what comes out of it. But yeah, it's very clear that Obafemi it has a bright future.
There's a lot of that on this show.
Which is good.
This is one of those shows you can see the future, and the future is very bright for WWE.
So one of the cool things I thought about on the show, and we still talk about the main event, but it was the segment right after this. So Oba gets beat down, and Ava has to talk about the Mr. Man. We want to make an impact, and she'll deal with it later because it's time to talk about where NXT's headed, Ohio, and stuff like that. And Ariana Grace showed up and thanked her for being the NXT TNA liaison, Ariana Grace. And then she brought in Santino. So it was the first time Santino has been back on WWE TV in a long time. And Santino was very proud of Ava. She remembers being her when she was a little kid. And they're talking about the future collaboration, which is what we talked about earlier, where they're doing cross-promotional stuff and having big-time matches, including Cora Jade challenging for the TNA Women's Knockouts Championship at Sacrifice and a couple other cross-brand matches on Sacrifice. We have Moose versus Obafemi this week on television coming up. You know, it was fun. Santino was a fun time. And, you know, their father and daughter, which they don't acknowledge, but it's there. It's cool.
My only thought was like, one, yay, it's Santino. It's good to see Santino. And then he's wearing a badge, right? And I was like, why the fuck is he wearing a badge? Like, what's going on there? And then they had under his name, Director of Authority. And I'm like, TNA still doing that?
Yes.
In the year of our Lord 2025, TNA still doing the Director of Authority?
That's their general manager gimmick. Yeah.
I know. But the last time I remember that being used was Dusty Rhodes.
It's been a lot since then. But yeah.
That that's the last memorable one. Because I'm trying to remember who came after Destiny, and I don't remember.
It's been a lot of people.
But all I could see was Dusty in the back of the pickup truck, and I was like, does he have a pickup with hay bales and everything? Is it that director of authority? Like, is it that? It took me back for a second.
Apparently Dusty was the last one.
See?
I guess they've called him other things from there.
And that's why I was like, the specific director of authority. I was like, that's a fucking throwback if I've ever seen one.
It's a nice tribute.
Holy
then.
Crap.
Very nice tribute then.
So good for them. Like, goddamn. But yeah, this was, I liked how they worked it all in. You didn't have Santino and Ariana. Like, acknowledge that they're father and daughter, but we all know they're father and daughter. The Santino stuff and get the Dusty throwback, that was all really good.
And then your main event.
This is where the fatal four-way happened, everybody, just so we're all clear. Julia defended her title against Bayley, Roxanne Perez, Cora Jade. This was good. This was really good.
Bayley with the hugger t-shirt on her
Bayley
gear.
Bayley was over.
Well, yeah, she's Bayley. All of them were over. So this is a really good match. Julia retained. You look at Julia and you go, she has star power presence.
Oh, yeah.
She just has that look of she's a star and will be a star. She can work really, really well. She has the look. She has everything you want in a star. Cora Jade's look good. She's still getting her feet under her from coming back from the knee injury. She looked good in this match. Bayley was the ultimate pro. She did everything she could to make this match really good, and it was really, really was. And then there's Roxanne Perez, who's headed to the main roster.
Yeah, she's on her way.
As she's fighting in the chamber, and she's kind of on the she's creeping up on the escalator, and winding down to NXT at the same time. So.
She's on that slow climb. She's not on a fast track. She's on that slow climb. But when she hits the main roster, she's going to hit the gas.
Yeah, and it's going to be here soon. She's almost to the top step. She's almost there.
But I think it's something that when Julia and Vakur come up, that division's going to get changed a lot. Because they're going to inject something into it that the current main roster division doesn't have. And I kind of hope one goes to SmackDown and one goes to Raw. So they're not together.
You're gonna need that. You're gonna need a new crop, a fresh line of opponents for people.
Just because I almost want to see Vakur go up against Charlotte and just be like, "Let's go," and just her take down Charlotte. And Charlotte's like, "What just happened? What?" Like, I could just see that, and that would be a really good story. Or Julia could do it too. I would be open to either, frankly. But just, I feel like they're going to bring a force to that division and just continue to make it stronger.
So Julia retains, she stands out there, Stephanie shows up, and they're celebrating to get in the ring, holding their belts up high because, you know, Stephanie won and they're friends. So, you know, they're both celebrating. They're on top of the women's division in NXT. We get the closing credits, everything, executive producer, and then Lindsay's favorite moment, they don't fade to black.
War flashbacks, I twitch.
As Jordynne Grace shows up, looks both women up and down. Jordynne Grace is in NXT for now. Again, add her to the refresh of the main roster women's division in the next 6 months.
Oh, yeah. She's another one that they're just going to kind of put a little polish on, make sure she's good to go, make sure she fits in, that she's got everything she needs, and then they're going to send her up to the main roster.
I don't even think it's putting polish on her. It's WrestleMania set.
Yeah, and we've talked about that before too, but I'm sure they will work with her a little bit just to, again, fine tune. Because you can always improve, and they want to keep her skills up, and they just don't want to have her be sitting at home during WrestleMania season. So it's good that they have put her in NXT so that way she can work with some of the talent, become more familiar with some of the talent. And not that she isn't already, but like just help her fit in, like help her settle into the product a little bit, and then by the time they're ready to send her up, she'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's when they have the spot, she'll be up.
And then shit's gonna get real.
For sure, but that was a good overall show. Enjoyable.
I enjoyed this. Like, I really enjoyed this. Again, this did my heart good just to see NXT in such a wonderful place after the dark, dark times. So it's back. It's stronger than ever. And yeah, keep going, guys. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does.
Unless we'll do it. Wayne wants to drop anything else.
I mean, he was the Foundation at one point.
The dude from Fortnite?
He was a big deal, not the big deal, which drops in Fortnite Battle Royale tomorrow. So.
What y'all do to Midas? What you do to my boy?
He has an attitude now.
No! I don't want him to be some little punk bitch. Put it back.
Anyway, that'll do for the rack right here on the Wild Talk Network. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're previewing the Elimination Chamber. Click the link at chat. Monday, it's Raw Post Show. Whenever Monday Night Raw ends, the post show begins. Probably around 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night to preview the Elimination Chamber live right here on the Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lin's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Avatar, Adidas, Nike, and more, including the brand new battle passes within the Fortnite crew, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, that's MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 for his content. Like, subscribe, tell him we said hi, because Matt's super cool. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.